Welcome to the January 17th, 2018 episode of Non-Human Radio, where we talk animal rights and veganism every Wednesday from 5:30 to 6 p.m. here on KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico and streaming online at kzfr.org. You can also find us on Facebook at Non-Human Radio. I'm Jeannie Trezino.
And I'm Danny Toms. It's great to be back.
It's great to have you back.
I was nursing my girlfriend through the flu, and my sympathies to everyone out there who's dealing with it, and I would encourage everyone to look into the flu shot if you can afford it. Today, we welcome to the Non-Human Radio studio, Melissa Schuster. Our listeners may be familiar with Melissa from her many civic activities. She is currently serving a four-year term on the Paradise Town Council. She was also selected to serve on the advisory board of the Butte County Tourism Business Improvement District. Say that seven times. And she is also on the board of many local organizations and agencies. And she's also the owner and host of the Elegant Paradise B&B and event venue, Chapelle de l'Artiste.
Good job.
Which brings us to her current project, which is near and dear to her heart and to the town of Paradise, which she loves so much, Blue Zone Paradise.
Thanks, Danny, and welcome to Non-Human Radio, Melissa Schuster. I've been waiting to have you on the show for months.
Thank you both so much for having me. I'm just so excited about this project.
And the project is?
Let's talk Blue Zones.
Okay.
This is about Blue Zone Paradise. And so let me give you an elevator speech. Are you ready for that? A little bit about Blue Zones and the history of Blue Zones?
Yes.
So Dan Buettner worked for, in conjunction with National Geographic magazine, did a study and found five areas in the world where people lived longer, happier lives. There were less incidences of heart disease and diabetes and those types of things, and people were living into their hundreds. And these areas were incredibly diverse. So we're talking Ikaria, Greece, Okinawa, Japan, Costa Rica. I'm blanking out on this, the town in Costa Rica.
Oh, but wait, I have that information. Nicoya.
Nicoya, Costa Rica.
And Sardinia, Italy.
Sardinia, Italy, and the one that always amazes people is Loma Linda, California, which is in San Bernardino County, Inland Empire in Southern California. Then they looked at these, five areas, and they said, you know, what are the commonalities? And they distilled nine commonalities between these areas that, it had to do with things like diet and being a part of a community and these types of things. And I think we'll get into those, they now call them the Power Nine, and we'll get into those.
Yes,
in a little
we will.
Bit. And then they said, well, I wonder if we can create a blue zone. So they, and I'm not sure how it got chosen, but a little town in Minnesota where, again, high incidences of diabetes and heart disease and obesity and all the things that we associate with Western living. And they turned it around. And they did it by recreating the environment so that it works for you. It's a whole fascinating thing. And we'll get into that a little bit further too. And then there are now 42 blue zones in the United States,
oh, wow,
including Fort Worth, Texas.
And really?
Yes, the state of Hawaii and the state of Iowa.
I thought Texas was a red zone. I'm confused.
Yeah, I know. I love the whole blue zones thing.
So these, the original five blue zones, those are, well, I don't want to call them ancient, but they're long-standing, right? Like hundreds of...
Oh, with the exception
except
of Loma,
for Loma
Linda,
Linda,
California.
Right? Okay. So there's that. And then the Minnesota project, as the first like test case for implementing Blue Zone was,
yeah,
like what, a decade ago?
Oh, no. This was in, I think they started in around 2010.
Okay, so...
This is all relatively new.
Okay.
But one of the wonderful things that this project does and that makes it easy for communities to be a part of this is that they work to... they've got this down. They know how... They just come in and they know how to look at a community to find out where the challenges are and just how to make it better.
I'm intrigued by this whole process. And the thing that, first of all, I want to let our listeners know that there is a TED Talk about Blue Zones by Dan Buettner that is just excellent. And I posted a link to that on our the Non-Human Radio page, and I encourage anyone. It's a 15-minute listen, and it sort of dynamically expands the stuff I'm going to talk about. But what I find interesting about Blue Zones is it's not just a one-factor approach to looking at community health. Right, it's looking at, as you say, the diet, right. the social environment, the built environment, the infrastructure, and it reduces friction, I would say, to making good choices.
Yes. Yeah. Well, yes. I mean, to give you an example, here in the West, we've gotten so we have fast food. We have, it's so easy to make the bad choices, the wrong choices, the unhealthy choices. I shouldn't say bad or wrong, unhealthy choices. It's much easier to make unhealthy choices than it is to make healthy choices.
Right, for a variety of reasons, whether it's money or time,
sure,
or heavy marketing.
Right. For example, in Okinawa, Japan, centenarians get up and down off the floor several times a day. That's what they do because they don't sit in chairs. They sit on tatami mats.
Mm-hmm.
Where here we are in the West with it, I've fallen and I can't get up, and let me get my easy chair with my lever that helps me get my butt out of my chair. You know, it's about changing, not making, it's about making our environment easier for us to move.
Right, and that
naturally.
And it's sort of a, I guess, a holistic program of approaching all of these different aspects, because talking about, say, you know, can't get up out of the chair, you know, my mom is 78 and she's going through that, and you can't go to her now and say, well, you just need to exercise and make this easier. Like, it's not going to get easier at her health and her age, but if she'd been doing this for 20 years, if there'd been sort of a culture and a lifestyle of, oh, you know, integrating the different aspects of the nine things that we'll get that
right.
We'll mention,
you know, a really good point. Yeah. Dan, it's like, so they talk about, what does that last 10 years of your life look like?
Right.
And, you know, for us here in the West, we're often in a home, or we're just not active. We're
right.
Not, and it's not a happy time in our life. Whereas in these areas, these people are doing, they're living their lives and doing their thing until they just drop dead. And wouldn't that be a great way to die?
Right.
Right. And these long lifespans with good quality of health and actually very little dementia, incidence of dementia,
right,
as these folks age, is not because they're all marathon runners or something like that. It seems that they live in an environment, in a community, that enables these better choices easily from childhood.
Yes.
Right? It's not just like, oh, I'm 40, I've got to lose 20 pounds. It's more like, I'm 10, and I'm walking to school, or I'm getting up off the floor, and it's like, this is the way my life is, right?
That's exactly right. Or in Sardinia and Ikaria, they're mountainous sort of communities, so they hike up a hill every day to go up into the town to get their vegetables and their bread and visit with their friends, and then they hike back down, and they do this until they're 100 and drop dead.
So paradise has got like a built-in advantage for this kind of thing,
right,
should the community choose to take advantage of. I mean, well, and should there be fewer barriers, right? Like, maybe it is a long hike to the supermarket, right? Maybe, yeah.
Well, you know, I'm glad that you brought that up, because there are some things that the town of Paradise is doing. One of the things that is often talked about in Blue Zone projects are safe routes to school programs.
Or to enable kids to walk to school.
Right, to walk to school and to ride their bikes. And so Paradise has, we just completed 2 Safe Routes to Schools projects, and we have another one starting, I believe, in spring.
These route analyses, is that part of Blue Zone, or is that part of just basic city governance?
This is city governance.
Very
interesting. This all happened just before. But one of the reasons that we wanted to reach out to Blue Zone is because we already have these things in place.
Right.
We're already working towards these.
They're related.
These projects, right?
Great.
And what they found, they did a study in the beach cities, which is I think it was Huntington, Southern California. There were 3 California beach cities that came together to become Blue Zones, and what they found when people were, kids started walking to school, is it's not just the kids walking to school because someone walks them to school. So parents and grandparents were walking the kids to school. So not only are they getting exercise, but they're spending quality time together. And so that goes back to that whole picture of blue zones and happiness and the things that make humans happy.
So the beach zones are Manhattan Beach, Hermosa Beach, and Redondo Beach in Southern California.
I'm so glad you have your notes.
Okay.
No. She memorizes all this stuff. It's all off the top of her head.
So let's get a snapshot of what the Blue Zone Project looks like implemented in Paradise. And then I wanted to move to why this is even relevant to non-human radio, where, like, you know, we care about animals and we care about a vegan diet, and I want to hear about the connections to that. My guest today is Melissa Schuster, who is the shepherd. I'm going to call her the shepherd coordinator for the Blues, the champion for the Blue Zone Project in Paradise. And you are listening to Non-Human Radio on KZFR 90.1 FM. Carry on, Melissa.
Thank you. We don't, you know, the first phase that we just, let me start with the beginning. It started with one woman who came to me with the Blue Zones and said, I think we could do this in Paradise. And I brought another friend of mine in, and we looked at this and said, we should really try to do this in Paradise. And then we brought a couple of other people in and said, hey, you know, I think we could do this in Paradise. And we started talking to people, and we talked to Feather River Hospital as part of Adventist Health is an ideal partner for this. And we and the things that were happening, as I mentioned, the Safe Routes to Schools projects that the town was doing. And we're looking at all of this and thinking, wow, this makes sense for Paradise. We felt like we already had a step ahead. So we reached out to, we went and visited three Blue Zones. Two were just starting, and one had been in place for a while, Klamath Falls, Oregon.
Really?
And yes, I know, right? Klamath Falls.
Wow, okay.
And St. Helena and...
In
there's another one. Yeah, St. Helena and Napa, and there's Ukiah are both starting. They're a little bit further ahead than we are.
If you need me to check out the Manhattan Beach one, you can send me there. I'll do it.
So we just started gathering information and touching bases with the Blue Zones people, and so now we are at the point where we have scheduled the first phase of this, which is Blue Zones comes to Paradise, and they do this very in-depth, detailed assessment of the community, where we are, what our challenges are, and really help to let us know whether or not this is something that we could be successful at. Okay. They want us to be successful, obviously.
Sure.
And then, so once we get that information, and they deliver some incredible information, just that data alone is going to be so valuable for our community.
And they're pretty experienced at assessing communities.
So. Yeah, 42 here. Okay. So
we're at that phase, just prior to this assessment.
We're just starting. It's just the very beginning, and that's why I think I'm so excited is to see what happens. You know, I believe that societal change happens over a cup of coffee. It happens when a few people get together and say, hey, have you heard about this?
Yeah.
Let's try this.
Folks, it doesn't happen through just sharing memes on Facebook.
What? But I'm angry.
Or a viral video. It really takes the one-on-one. And what strikes me, too, is that it doesn't take very many people to affect change for a whole community.
Right.
And
exactly.
That's what your process is starting. You know, So when do the good people of Paradise get to, like, you know, learn about this?
So on March 5th...
Aside from this show.
On March 5th, Tony Buettner, who is Dan's brother, will be here and help us put on a community outreach at the Performing Arts Center. So that's March 5th. I'm not sure. We don't have a time yet, but in the evening.
Save the date, folks. March 5th in Paradise. Folks from Chico are welcome to attend, I would
assume? Absolutely. You know, we don't know. It could be something that they may come back to us and say, well, Paradise needs to reach out to Butte County.
Yeah.
And or maybe into Chico and make it a regional thing, which would be fantastic,
sure.
too.
Okay. All right, so there's that. And we're talking about the Blue Zone Project in Paradise and these elements of a community that can help enhance longevity and quality of life from childhood to adulthood without, like, necessarily changing other systems. Like, it doesn't even... These Blue Zone projects in the United States don't even include something like universal health coverage or something for a whole community, correct?
Correct.
One of the things
that they attempt to do is to lower the incidences of those things that are so costly, diabetes, heart disease, all of those
which
things.
Which cost all of us.
So that can save a community a lot of money. Plus, it increases productivity. If you're not sick, then you're working.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, yeah, and it's what it's trying to do is make lifestyle, healthy lifestyle choices easier. And why is that important? Because 80% of a person's lifespan is determined by your lifestyle choices and environmental factors, and only 20% is from genetics. And I know folks like to say I'm genetically prone to cancer or to some other disease, but actually a big component of that is your environment, the food you were fed when you were a kid and what you're now used to having and what you ask for as an adult. And so this project hopes to make that kind of nudge to make these better health choices from, like I said, from childhood through to adulthood and hopefully into a happy geriatric period. Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And so why is this all relevant to non-human radio? What are some of the commonalities of the original Blue Zones, those five fantastic areas of Okinawa, Sardinia, Loma Linda, and what does Paradise have to?
Well, one of the things that they found is that the people in these areas eat a very heavy plant-based diet.
But they're not vegan.
Not necessarily. Some are.
Yeah.
But it's not about, you know, it's for me, when I think about veganism, I think about going back to, if we could just go back to a time where we ate meat maybe once a week. You know, you remember the Sunday roast with the family, everybody coming over for that thing. Instead, we've gotten to this place where we have to eat meat in every single meal.
I mean, you go back 200 or 300 years and you were basically vegan by default because you couldn't get any meat.
Exactly. Yeah. And people were connected to where that came from.
Right.
Because they were growing their own food, and that included the animals as well. So, you know, I always go back to Native American traditions where they thank the animal for nourishing them. And we've gotten, nobody thanks their burger from McDonald's for nourishing them. You know, so it's with Blue Zones, it's about, they found that people in these areas eat meat maybe 3 to 5 times a month.
A month?
Yeah.
Okay.
But are primarily plant-based eating with lots of beans. The other thing is if you eat a cup or 2 cups of beans a day. So that's
an easy
another piece. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that means, like, not only do you have to know how to prepare these yourselves, but also restaurants, places where you go out to buy this this healthy food need to be serving that, because not everybody.
So I was delighted when I went to, because I'm a vegan.
Okay.
And so I was delighted when I went to Klamath Falls, and we were kind of, my friend and I were there, and we were kind of driving around trying to figure out where to start to find somebody or something about Blue Zones. And we stopped in a brew house, because that's another big thing, is pubs and where people gather and are happy. And so that's kind of part of a Blue Zone thing too. So we stopped at a brew house, and lo and behold, they had Blue Zones meals on their menu.
So that's part of the rollout of the project, is like engaging these other sectors of the community.
It is.
These sectors that feed people.
It is. So. It's about restaurants having these options available, so you don't have to try to figure it out for yourself. It's right there.
And I think, you know, like random pick a fast food restaurant, I don't want to name any, like, they don't come into a community to serve that community. They come into that community to make a profit.
True.
Right. Purely, you know, and obviously from our point of view, based on animal exploitation. And if you have this integrated approach with Blue Zones and with, you know, community and with food, you know, one, that money is going back to the local people, and plus they're more interested in contributing, and it becomes sort of a virtuous cycle, I think, over time.
That's what we're hoping for.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great? Yeah. And so let's talk about the beer and wine, because I know that will make people happy.
Oh, okay. Well, one of the other things that they found in one of the parts of Blue Zones is wine at 5. And it's not about drinking to drink, but they have found that people who have a glass of wine in the evening, one or two glasses per day, roughly, live longer lives. Those are the centenarians. And for the Blue Zone Project, it's not just about the wine. It's about spending that time with friends and loved ones and enjoying and laughing over a glass of wine.
Sure, bringing the stress level down and relaxing and thinking more about quality of life. Yeah. Okay, we have flown through this hour. Our guest on Unhuman Radio is Melissa Schuster, who's the champion of the Blue Zone Paradise Project. Melissa, do you have any last comments or statements to make about the project?
I just hope everyone keeps an eye out and watches how this progresses.
Where can they watch you? Do you have a website or?
Right now, we just have a Facebook group and a Facebook page. They're both called Blue Zone Paradise, and that's as far as we've gotten right now. But this isn't something that you have to officially be a part of. You can do this. I mean, we can all just do this.
Okay, so if you start seeing like words Blue Zone floating around in paradise, you'll know where they come from, and you'll have a better idea of what they say, of the tremendous change that they signify for your community.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Non-Human Radio on KZFR 90.1 FM. We've been talking with Melissa Schuster about the Blue Zone Paradise Project that she is championing. All right. I think now it's time for the Chico Animal Rights Calendar of Events. Just a few events to share. One, I just want to say January 20th, this Saturday, is the Women's March on Chico. It will be at the Chico Downtown Plaza from 10 to 3:30. And I just encourage you all to step out and show community power.
It's very important, numbers and crowd size is going to be directly compared to last year.
Yes.
And if you support, a progressive liberal agenda, you need to show up so that the momentum doesn't get diminished.
Yeah. So I'll be out there, not necessarily with a vegan hat on or anything like that, but just for solidarity. And then there's Sherry Morgado of the Chico chapter of Dharma Voices for Animals has kicked off her year-long Cooking for Compassion and Health series. On January 22nd, we will be having, and 29th, we'll be having a Making Miso from Scratch workshop. And you can find out about that at Non-Human Radio on the events page or go to brownpapertickets.com. It's going to be Monday, January 22nd from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. January 25th is the Plant-Based Chico Monthly Meeting. That'll be on Thursday, January 25th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Chico Guild Hall. Plant-Based Chico meets on the last Thursday of the month with speakers, videos, and always some very great giveaways. Organizer Nancy Norby Matthews puts together a program to support people transitioning to a whole foods plant-based diet. Also on Saturday, January 27th, we have the Chico Vegan Potluck, and I encourage folks to attend that. That is Saturday, January 27th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the Chico Public Library at 1108 Sherman Avenue. And that will be our first of the year, and our theme for the year is New Year, New Recipe. It's an optional theme for you to try out a new recipe that you haven't made before. And we have February 3rd, a field trip to Farm Sanctuary. If you have not been out to Farm Sanctuary in Orland, this is your chance to go out with a couple of other vegan compatriots and learn about the animals who reside there, learn about the amazing people who take care of those animals. That is Saturday, February 3rd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Tickets are available also at brownpapertickets.com or check out the events tab at Non-Human Radio. This will be a bring-your-own-lunch guided tour. We have arranged to have a Farm Sanctuary education and outreach coordinator to lead that tour. And next week's guest is going to be Shelley Frost from the Center for Animal Protection and Education. She will be on next week's show on January 24th to talk about the fifth annual Animal Film Festival, which is going to be happening Saturday, February 17th in Grass Valley. So you don't want to miss out on that. That's going to be featuring about 30 short films about animals and the issues that they face around the world, including documentaries, features, animated shorts, and a whole bunch of others. It should be just a great event.
That's really cool that's in Grass Valley and not in Los Angeles or something.
Yeah, right in our own backyard. Okay, we have one last piece of business to take care of, and that is the animal rights quote of the week. You ready, Danny?
Of course. The animal rights quote of the week is from the book Stories from the Animal Whisperer, What Your Pet is Thinking and Trying to Tell You by Tricia McCaw. It goes like this. Animals are the bridge between us and the beauty of all that is natural. They show us what's missing in our lives and how to love ourselves more completely and unconditionally. They connect us back to who we are and to the purpose of why we're here. Non-Human Radio is made possible through the generous contributions of KZFR listeners like you, thanks to Bill Mash and Sue Hildebrand for their engineering assistance and moral support. Stay tuned for Sue's show, The Real Issue, coming up next. I'm sure she's got something to talk about.
I think they're coming back to Janis Joplin. We had.
And I dropped the mic.
This has been Non-Human Radio, a production of KZFR 90.1 FM Chico. The views and opinions expressed on this broadcast are those of the hosts and do not reflect the opinions of KZFR, its board, its volunteers, or its staff.
We do, however, reflect the opinions of our non-human fellow earthlings who would rather not be killed and eaten, hunted, raced, experimented upon, electrocuted, and otherwise abused.
I want to give a big thanks to Melissa Schuster for coming and being our guest on Non-Human Radio today, and I hope to have her back on the show for an update on the Blue Zone Paradise Project in probably 3 or 4 months. Our theme music is Ready to Fall by vegan activist rockers Rise Against.
This is Danny Toms and Jeannie Trezino signing off. Until next week, be different, be better, be kind,
and go vegan.
This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond.
Yeah.